the Olympic Games, as you know, Simone Biles today did pull out of the all-around. So she will not be participating. She withdrew from that today. It really does bring with it, so everyone understands, that timing means everything. And an Olympic athlete, timing is at the forefront. You just can't turn it on and turn it off, and here we go. You have to work your way to some sort of peak to get there, and that the peak has to be physically, the peak has to be with your ability to do things at the highest level you've ever done it, and also you have to be at your peak mentally. It's just no getting around it. And that is the way it is. That's why this timing of every 4 years, and this is something, for example, like, I'll give you an example, but Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps, even he will tell you that there were times he struggled. If you're worth anything in life, you don't pay attention to the social media, you don't pay attention to the praise, you don't pay attention to the critics. Because, you know, believe me, praise is poison too. It is your ability, you know, you're going to be coached, you're going to be counseled, you're going to look at video, you're going to talk, you know, how do I get better? All of that. All right? Got that. But if you're worth anything in life, it has to be your own personal drive to do it. And you have to have the ability, you know, to be self-motivated, where when others want to get the extra hour of sleep, you're out there at 5 a.m. and you don't want to be out there. You don't want to be out there. There's nobody out there that says, hey, I want to be out there running at 5 a.m. Nobody wants to do that. Cut me a break. But you do it because you know you have to do it, because that's the only way that inside of yourself I can make myself better. Okay? And this is in any job. I'm talking to any of you out there. Okay? You're working over at Weiss. Right? You go in every day, you're self-motivated to figure out a better way to do your job because you're self-motivated. You work at Geisinger. How do I figure out a way to be even better at the job? You work at Sunbury Motors. How do I work, be better at my job? Brewer's Outlet, Purdy Insurance. How do I, you know, that self-motivation where you understand the basic of, you either get better or you get worse. You never stay the same. And sometimes that drive to do that, that self-pressure you put on yourself, is greater than any external pressure. Because when you're doing something, for example, as gymnastics, what is expected in gymnastics? To be as perfect as possible. In baseball, you can make 7 outs out of 10, and guess what you are? Successful. I can make 8 out of 10 free throws, miss 2 of them. I'm successful. In gymnastics, they're going to deduct for that. They're going to deduct for that. Where perfection is expected all the time, and you've been doing this for years, and in doing this for years, there's at some point where your timing and the clock's timing don't match up. And I'm wondering if this has happened with her after all this time. You're like, of all the times for it to happen, but you can't pick when it happens. Or just suddenly, just that slight loss of, this could be just a slight loss of confidence in something.